On this episode of The Edge, ClearEdge CEO Leslie Vickery interviews Gina Chisholm, Director of Marketing and Technology at Kelly Mitchell Group, a global technical staffing firm. Gina gives us insight into her marketing world at Kelly Mitchell, including how she manages expectations and priorities from the C-suite to corporate needs to local market needs, as well as client to candidate-focused programs and internal communications. Gina also shares how her team is closing the technical skills gap we're seeing among some tech professionals today, new technologies Gina can't live without, lessons she's learned from her CEO, Cassandra Sanford, what she does with her passion for innovation and tech outside of work, and so much more. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, everyone. I'm here today with Gina Chisholm, the Director of Marketing and Technology for Kelly Mitchell Group. Welcome, Gina, and thank you for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. So you run marketing for one of the fastest growing technology staffing firms in the industry, and you pull off a lot of success with the marketing that you do, and you have a relatively nimble team. So how do you manage expectations and priorities from the C-suite to corporate needs to local market needs? I believe you have 16 offices right now, so I'm guessing that you get a lot of requests from all over the place. How do you manage these expectations? How do you make this happen?
We do. It's a great question. We have 16 offices across the United States. Our corporate headquarters here in St. Louis, International Recruitment Center in Chicago. So first and foremost, it starts with having a great team behind you. We are in the business of finding the best talent, and our internal team is really no exception to that. The marketing team here at Kelly Mitchell is what I would consider best in class. They are well diversified in their skill sets, but also at the same time, subject matter experts in their core functions, and we could not do what we do without them. So kudos to them. But before they can do their jobs, you're right. We need to manage expectations and priorities from a handful of different places, all sorts of requests coming in. When it comes to that, communication is key. I'm very lucky to have leaders that recognize that. Every 2 weeks, we have a meeting where the stakeholders of all the various business units come together. We collaborate, discuss priorities, and really ask each other for help. It's a great way for me to listen and understand what we're trying to achieve as a corporation, all the way down from the C-suite to our National Recruitment Center, and then, of course, all of our field markets. Consistency is really helpful. Our needs do change. They fluctuate. And having that communication, that meeting on a regular basis challenges my team to always ensure that we're meeting each other's needs, each individual team's needs. And it really allows us to reprioritize projects and align our initiatives with the rest of the company. So that's pretty much a really long-winded way of saying that what I think most of us already know is communication is key. And when you have buy-in at the top and everybody believes that, it's a really effective way to make sure that you are all in sync.
I would agree 100%. Communication is key. And you hit on something really important as well, that what you're doing is tied directly into the business. And I think that a lot of marketing programs tend to be not focused on that. They get so many requests that they become really reactive instead of proactively being able to set that tone and strategy. And perhaps part of the reason you're able to pull that off is because you actually didn't start your career in marketing. So you really came from, let's say, a different side of business than a traditional marketer. So you started as an HR coordinator on the client care side, and then you went into technology and vendor management and now marketing. And fortunately for you, all within the same terrific company. So obviously they provided a lot of opportunity for you to see different sides of the business, and getting to know the business, I'm sure, helps you then focus your marketing efforts. But I'm very curious, having coming from the marketing side, tell us a little bit about your career progression and then how you landed in marketing.
Yeah. So, gosh, okay. Those roles feel like so long ago, and at the same time, they feel like they were yesterday. So I graduated from St. Louis University here at our corporate headquarters in St. Louis, and I was my background was in marketing. I graduated with a degree, and like many college students today, I really just wanted a job. I was well-rounded in my education, my experience. My parents made sure of that. The minute I could start working when I was back in high school, I was doing all sorts of stuff. So through a friend of a friend, I was able to interview with Kelly Mitchell. In that in-person meeting, I had a 1 hour slotted for it, and I ended up talking with Rebecca Boyer, who's our CFO, for more than 2.5 hours. It was really a great meeting, and of course, I went into my first job at Kelly Mitchell, which was in the client support position. The position staffing is kind of a mix of some more traditional HR functions, onboarding, paperwork, background checks, time reporting, payroll. But you also have some exposure to the client side. So at the time, Kelly Mitchell only had about 20 internal employees. And so it was in that role where I was able to really gain insight into all different facets of the company. And I consider myself really lucky. Timing is everything. And that position at that time played a really critical role in my early success. I had a lot of exposure to our ownership team. I had some really great mentorship. And so, you know, I really was able to learn the entirety of the organization and what the whole business was doing. At the same time, my bachelor's degree was in marketing. And so all the while I'm doing this HR function, but you still need some marketing stuff, right? So people still need business cards when you have 20 people, and you still need to place ads at, you know, for different sponsorships and stuff like that. So I kind of played this utility player role where I was doing HR and then marketing on the side. And as time went on and Kelly Mitchell grew, I was able to leverage that passion for creative marketing, social media, and technology to continue to add value to Kelly Mitchell in that unique way. And then eventually, as we grew, we had a need for some more niche positions. And so the progression really from entry-level utility player into vendor manager and now marketing and technology, it was all really very organic, but it all led to the place where I feel like I need to be, which is where I'm at today, and that is managing our marketing.
So 20 employees, you have over 2,000 employees today.
We do. So we've got about 100 of them internally, though. So when we talk about our 16 offices, our national recruitment center, and our corporate headquarters, we've got about 100 people that work in different business units across Kelly Mitchell internally. And then the rest are our consultants. And so I think when I started, gosh, I don't know, we had far less.
Well, and I think if there's one message I would share with marketing to anyone in marketing today, is really that, and it's completely integrated into the business, right? So I think in the past, a lot of marketers would say, well, I shouldn't be sales and marketing, or in your case, which is very interesting, marketing and technology, really trying to separate themselves out. But if you think about it, especially in our industry, in the recruitment space, when the focus is so much on, you know, the candidate, you know, you want to be tied into everyone within the company, anyone who touches a client, anyone who's in front of a candidate, you know, you really want to be able to make an impact for them and a difference. So working in silos just doesn't work. With that, I would say it's fairly well known that the staffing industry, I don't think I'm sharing any secrets here, that the staffing industry is notorious for not investing in marketing. Yet, obviously, Kelly Mitchell's a big believer. They have you and your role and your team. And, you know, you all are able to do a lot of really terrific things with marketing, and it does impact the business. I'd love to hear from you as a leader within the industry and your company. What are the top trends you're seeing in recruitment marketing? And second to that, are there any new technologies you can't live without?
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely speak to that. Really, there's probably two major trends in recruitment marketing happening right now. I don't know that they're all really, really new, but they're all definitely very relevant today. The first of that, which is pretty well known as well, is that in the last decade, the gap has significantly widened between large demand for tech professionals and the number people in the workforce that have the skill sets to fill those jobs. We have this overabundance of new technology. And so there is quite a bit of pressure on staffing companies these days to make sure that you have the talent in your network and you can match them with your client when the time comes. At Kelly Mitchell, this is really more of an opportunity to stand out and differentiate ourselves. And so this is what I love about marketing, and it's not traditional marketing, and you're right, you know, not a lot of companies place this kind of effort into their marketing departments. But what I love so much is that this is opportunity. So we collaborated, my marketing team collaborated with our sales team, and we put our heads together to really come up with a unique program that is dedicated to helping engage the high-tech professionals and maintain relationships with them between them and our IT recruiters. So we worked very hard to develop and, you know, curate content and provide resources to these tech professionals and job seekers to help them build their skill sets, to meet the hiring demands of these new positions, and basically, you know, quote-unquote, tool up within the workforce. And from there, we manage our engagement with them for the long haul, build relationships, and that way we've got them in our pipeline, like really connected in a meaningful way to where they can be our brand ambassadors. And so that is something, that's how we're addressing that, in addition to a handful of other things, but it's a new way of engaging with people. Second to that, you know, the next factor that has significantly changed in the last decade is where these high-tech talent, where they hang out. So we have had to adapt the way that we recruit and engage with talent and meet them in their stomping grounds. Staffing firms are not really able to get away with just posting a job on Monster, Career Builder, Indeed, and hope that people come to them. You have to engage with these people in their stomping grounds. And so everybody's a passive job seeker. Everybody uses social and digital platforms to meet, network, and grow their skills. And so we have to get there too. So as far as those technologies go, we need to make sure that each online platform that we can interact with talent is a platform that integrates with our ATS, which is Bullhorn. And Bullhorn does an awesome job of helping us to grab that talent profile information, regardless of where, what source that candidate is coming from. So Bullhorn allows us to get on nearly any third-party integrator or social tools platform and give our recruiters a common platform to build networks. Some other platforms that we really can't live without, Stack Overflow, GitHub, you know, online hackathons. We need those to engage with both active and passive talent in order to better build our pipeline and engage with the high-tech talent world.
That's excellent. I'm sitting here taking notes. Like, I can't wait to look up some of the stuff. And, you know, obviously we'll chat here a little bit. You recently won the very first Rising Star in Operations Bullseye Award presented by Bullhorn. So first of all, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
So everything you just said, I think, answers this question. The award, it recognizes a high-performing operations or technology professional who has prioritized technology infrastructure improvement or back office operations to generate greater efficiency at his or her staffing agency, all while maintaining a positive attitude and delivering an incredible customer service. So you were one of three finalists, and I mean, it's clear just hearing you share your passion for marketing and technology and the industry itself, you rose to the top because of that unmatched drive to help Kelly Mitchell. You know, you're focused on innovation and developing more efficient processes through the company's use of technology. So I was going to ask you a little bit about what you're up to, which I think you may have just answered. However, if there's anything else you want to add, please do. But also, how did you react when you heard you won the award?
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, thank you. The award was very exciting. The award, the Bullseye Award, is something that you are nominated for by other leaders within your company. And so first and foremost, just to be put forward for that award is something I'm very grateful for. It means, you know, we're all very, very busy multitasking and trying to scale this company. And it means somebody else took time out of their busy, crazy day to write all these wonderful things. And so just to be nominated for the award, I'm extremely grateful. As far as winning the award, I was definitely surprised. I do love what I do, and I feel very passionate about it. But I actually was not able to attend the award ceremony. It was held in Boston during Bullhorn's. They have an annual conference called Engage. But as luck would have it, I am on the board for a local nonprofit here in St. Louis, which is where I am. This organization, which I can talk about a little bit later, but they do a ton of incredible work for STEM education. And anyways, we had a fundraiser that night that I was very heavily involved in. And so unfortunately, I couldn't be in Boston for the award ceremony. So I thought that was a surefire way to not win the award. I was like, oh, no way. And so I actually was at that fundraiser when I got a text from somebody in the industry. He's a friend who works for another company called Fire. They're a great, when we talk about technology, they are a great tool to use. So check them out. But anyways, he had texted me congratulations, and that was how I first heard I had won. So that was really fun. It was kind of, you talk about the stars lining. I was at this fundraiser for STEM education and technology, and at this place that does all these cool things to advance technology for children. And then I was winning this award for my professional. So it was some great vibes going on that night. And it was good stuff. So the good news is, and what is really meaningful about this award is this is really just the beginning of Kelly Mitchell in our national footprint. So we've doubled just this year alone in size. We're really excited to have some amazing teammates on board with us. We've got some amazing new clients, and we're matching them with extremely talented candidates. And so, if we can continue this pace and do all these innovative things over time, not to sound too cliche, but the best is yet to come.
Right. Well, the irony about this award as well is that I actually gave out the awards on stage for the Bullseye Award. So I would have been able to hand you your much deserved award. I'm happy to be here today, though, speaking with you about it, and certainly very well deserved. So congratulations again on the award. But really, like you said, the best is yet to come. It's so exciting to be part of a company like yours, like Kelly Mitchell, when they believe in marketing, they believe in technology, they understand that you need to invest to grow. And a lot of that comes from, the top, from the leaders, from the founders. And you are Absolutely. Really fortunate to work with, I would say, arguably one of the most successful executives in the staffing industry. And of course, from a woman in staffing perspective, someone I have kept an eye on for some time. And for those of you who don't know, that's Cassandra Sanford. So what leadership lessons have you learned directly from her that have helped shape your career?
So she is the best. I could spend this entire podcast talking through just this one topic on everything that I've learned from her throughout my time at Kelly Mitchell. So I probably won't be able to do her influence on me any justice in just a few short minutes, but I will definitely try. She is somebody who really lives by example and practices what she preaches. Those characteristics have really been woven into the fabric of Kelly Mitchell across our organization. So one of the first lessons that she taught me, and really all of us here, is that you are your own brand and your reputation is everything. That applies to both your personal and your professional relationships. You operate with integrity, compassion, and you are intrinsically motivated to achieve success. This has really become our standard for hiring internal teammates, and it's been a game changer for us. Cassandra also shares my passion for technology and innovation, which I'm very grateful for. She believes that being on the forefront of these latest tools, technologies, platforms will only help us to provide a better service to our consultants, our clients, our internal teammates. But really lastly, and arguably most importantly, she's taught me and everybody on our team the importance of giving back. So giving your time, your resources, whatever it is you can muster to contribute to the greater good of your community. It is why being in the staffing industry is such a natural fit for her, and why we've been able to build such a unique, motivating, and lasting culture. We are passionate about helping people land awesome jobs and taking their careers to the next level. But we also recognize that Kelly Mitchell has the opportunity to be much more than just a staffing company, that we value being great corporate partners to the communities that we serve. It all is connected.
So I guess if you were to look at the vision and everything that Cassandra has for the company and the giving back and all of the wonderful things that she does, obviously that transcends into you as well. And I know you had mentioned a little bit about the award and how you couldn't be at the event because of a program that you're part of with STEM education and so forth. You're pretty busy, right? So you have a passion for giving back. You're active in a lot of organizations. Obviously, you have a lot going on at Kelly Mitchell as well. Tell us a little bit about this passion and why you carve out so much time for these organizations. What is it about them that it's so important to you?
You know, it's one of the easiest and the hardest questions to answer. As I mentioned, I think primarily I've been at Kelly Mitchell about 8.5 years. And in that time, you know, Cassandra has been one of my mentors, and I really learned from her that you have to apply that sense of community giving back in ways that you're passionate about. So it has to be meaningful for you both personally and professionally. In terms of carving out time, yes. So you've got work during the day and you've got family at night. And so often you're headed to board meetings and events at the expense of your family. But when you find an organization, and I think that's the key part, finding something that you really care about, it's easy and it's not often separate. So I have a 5-year-old, and both my husband and my daughter will sit with me and help organize donations, fashion raffle baskets. They will do drop-offs with me. It's a family thing. It all kind of transcends each other. And so I have a few organizations that I'm involved with here and there for personal reasons. But one of the organizations where I've dedicated a bit more time to recently is the Magic House, which is it's a 501c here in St. Louis. It is the same organization whose event I was at that, as I mentioned earlier, the Night of the Bullseye Awards. But the Magic House is a children's museum here in St. Louis focused on providing fun, engaging, interactive play to children. And it's focused on the areas of STEM education, STEAM education, actually. So science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. So Cassandra, we keep talking about her great influence. And so she's worked with the Magic House for as long as I can remember. I have always been familiar with the work that they did through her. So, but as I mentioned, I have a 5-year-old. And so around the time my daughter started walking and talking, my husband and I became members there. And it was right around then that I started to become really familiar with their work firsthand. And so in my work life as a technology and staffing professional, our industry is all too familiar with the shortage of skilled professionals in areas related to STEM education. And then in my personal life as a mom doing the best I can to raise an educated, intelligent, thoughtful little girl, the Magic House is a place that I hold very near and dear to my heart because they are really doing things that nobody else is to expose children to this type of education. So needless to say, when an opportunity presented itself to engage with the Magic House on their board, I raised my hand really high for that. It was just too good of an opportunity to merge everything from both my personal life and my work life into a single cause. And when they talk about just, you know, work-life integration, they're really, I couldn't imagine a better fit for something that kind of just merged all of those passions into one. And that's where it kind of all makes sense and it doesn't feel like work.
I love it. I love that you are, something that I talk about a lot is it takes generations to make change. And I love that you have your daughter involved in it, for her to see at such a young age how you can combine all of that into one, have that family time that's really important, you're giving back, and you're, you know, an executive and a professional at a terrific company. So she can learn a lot from you and your husband all doing this together, which I think is really special. So thank you for sharing that story.
Absolutely.
So,
I agree.
Oh, good. Well, Gina, thank you so much for your time today. You are truly a respected marketer in our industry, and obviously just hearing your stories about Kelly Mitchell and the growth that you're undergoing and the technology investments that you're making and just everything that you're up to as a company, it's very impressive. So congratulations to you and the company. And with that, how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah. So I'm in the technology world, marketing world, so I'm available 24/7, aren't we all? My email is gina.chisholm@kellymitchell.com. But as the marketing director, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that my marketing team manages our social media, and we are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We manage all those pages, and we've got a lot of good stuff going on there. So if you make sure to follow us on all those channels and interact with us that way as well, you can reach me that way.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to staying in touch and catching up with you soon.
Yeah, thanks so much, Leslie, for having me. I really appreciate it, and I'm grateful. So thanks again.
Thanks for listening to this week's The Edge episode. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. And you can also email me at etatum@clearedgemarketing.com. And let me know if you have any questions or if you want to hear about anything in particular as it relates to our Women in Staffing series or our marketing episodes. So just shoot me an email and I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you.